This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Folks, seriously, how many times they have to tell us they're going communist, they're going Marxist? I mean, I don't need to hit this again. I hit it yesterday. But Elizabeth Warren, I mean, this is a watershed moment for the Democrat Party. Endorsing Moron Mancami, saying what his platform, which is pure communism. He even says that he wants to seize the means of production. That is literally the Google definition of communism, if you bring it up. Is the Democrat Party's platform.
When someone stands up and says, I will lead this city by making it more affordable. And here are my plans, real plans, plans to deliver on childcare, plans to deliver on housing, plans to deliver. We're going to experiment. We're going to try things on groceries. That is the Democratic message. When someone stands up and
That's a Democrat. How many ways do they have to tell us we're Marxist? We will weaponize our intel agencies against us, which is a key feature of the Soviet Union. In other states like it, like China, like Cuba, the leaders come out of the intel agencies. The intel agencies grow so powerful that people outside of them don't rise to power. Look at the Putin came out of KGB. Which later became the GRU. Can you see it in this country? And that is what Tulsi Gabbard is fighting, and that is what Trump is fighting right now. We are fighting a Marxist revolution. We need to begin to speak of it that way. Because it just moved to Seattle. It's spreading like a disease. It started with Mancami, then it moved to Minnesota. And folks, but we saw this also with this woman, Delia Ramirez. She says, I'm a proud Guatemalan before I'm an American. We talked about this yesterday, I know, but stick with me. I'm a proud Guatemalan before I'm an American. Notice she doesn't use the word proud American. She hates America. Have you noticed what is happening here? When you look at these primaries, it is now a bonus, a boost to you, a qualifier, an edge, if you were not born in this country, like Mancami. A guy from running in Minnesota was born here, but his parents are first-generation immigrants. And that's how he sort of couches himself. Why? They hate America so much that even being born American is a drawback. Have you noticed something about if you've been listening to me for years or any talk radio, really, every bill the Democrats put forward, every movement destroys. There is nothing that builds. If they're talking about energy, what they're talking about will destroy the energy industry and lead to the takeover by them. And folks, if you have watched this woman in Seattle, she is a lunatic. She is full on no police. Why do they want no police? Remember what the president of Venezuela told us? He said, look, I didn't dump Trende Aragua on you. The Biden administration asked me to release them out of the prisons. Why? Because Trende Aragua is different than every other gang. They're different than MS-13. They're different than the Sureños. They're different than all of the others in one way. They're socialist. They are primarily political actors. And in Venezuela, they enforce the will through bloodshed of the Socialist Party. The dictator of Venezuela said to Trump in a speech, do not blame me. The FBI wanted them. They helped move them through safe houses in Colombia. And then he tells Trump, go look at your own intel. You'll find it. Why do they want to get rid of police? Because police tend to answer to the people or they are from the people. Police will buck them. Trende Aragua will not. It's one step removed. In the modern Western world, you can't be seen to have secret police terrorizing people. So you send the gang members instead. They love gang members. Look at the pattern. See it all and understand the fight we are in. And after all of it, these lunatics say when we lawfully try to redistrict Texas so that the congressional district apportionment will actually match the voter registration, they scream attack on democracy. They scream Holocaust. They scream Holocaust. Really?
They expect Democrats to kind of be the nice guys that we are. They expect us to take the punch and say thank you. Well, I am here to tell you not only are we going to punch back, but we're about to beat you down. That's right. Yeah. We're going to win.
I will liken this to the Holocaust. People are like, well, how did the Holocaust happen? How is somebody in a position to kill all them people? Well, good people remain silent. Or good people didn't realize that what happens to them can very soon happen to me or somebody I love.
I want to encourage California and New York and Maryland and Washington State to say, you know what? Our gloves are off. If war is war and Democrats, if y'all are going to do it in Texas, we're going to do it here. And this is a national war. And we're Democrats are no longer going to sit by handcuffed. This is an all-out war, and everything is on the table.
All right, yeah, but Democrat Jessica Tarloff was on Fox News and admits, yeah, you know what? We did the same thing. Why wouldn't we? It's totally legal. We should use all the levers of power, and they should. The legal ones. Not the debanking, not the censorship, not the illegal ones.
We've been pushed around by Mitch McConnell and the Republicans for far too long. And of course, we're going to take the opportunity when we see it to redistrict in a way that is favorable to us. We would be stupid not to.
Yeah, that's all we're doing. And they're acting like they're being put through the Holocaust. But you know what? You know what is good? You know what is good? Here's the thing, okay? This is what you're seeing with the Democrats right now. It is so clear. It's so clear. We've never fought back before. We never did because the Bush people, Daddy and Junior, controlled the party. They did not allow it. Look, just notice this for a minute as I wrap the segment here. Barack Obama has already weighed in on the redistricting and he's making stupid arguments in favor of the Democrats. Good. That's his job, right? George W. Bush lives in Texas. Where is he? Mm-hmm. See why we didn't fight back all those years? He's a Democrat sleeper cell. Where's George? I mean, he comes out of his slimy little snake hole every time Trump does something he doesn't like. Where's George? It's Texas. George is nowhere. Because he's on the Democrat side. Because under the Bushes, it was thought gauche to do anything to really fight the Democrats. I mean, you could, you know, occasionally say something that was anti-Democrat. But, you know, actually fighting, no. They've never seen us fight. To them, it looks outrageous. It does, because they're not used to it. Bush wouldn't let us do it. And remember, Bush and Rove recruited all these candidates. So they're not used to this. And you know what? They're going to have to get used to it. We are fighting back now, at least long as Trump is around. And we're using lawful means, unlike them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's jump back on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. As Trump unveils, he was debanked. Yeah, a lot of folks complaining about the antenna and the static. I am so sorry. Tara, I'd fire them people the station has working on that antenna because y'all's station sucks now. Ooh, ouch. Don't say I don't read the hate mail. Nothing but static. If you ask me, it's sabotage. Well, maybe. We had, one of our broadcast platforms basically up there on Hogback go down. We got a backup. We're using that now. It's not as good, but the good news is we're getting a new one. It's going to force corporate to give us a new one, which is really awesome. The problem is it's going to take us a little while to get that turned over. Hey, but what this is actually a fantastic opportunity to check out the Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y, and you can download it and stream us there. Or you can just go to our website, 989-989-989-WORD.com, click in the right-hand corner, and stream us right there. By the way, I kind of like that because I get credit for the streams, just saying. So that's actually a way you can help the show. And it truly actually does help the show when you stream. And you may just like it so much, that's what you do from now on. In fact, that's how I listen to shows all over the country. So I apologize. I am so sorry. There's nothing I can do about it, but we are all working hard here to fix it. Texter writes, Tara, the only way to destroy the Marxists in this country is war. I'm talking about street-to-street, house-to-house combat. I don't want it to come to that. Nah, the way to destroy the left, and the left knows this, by the way. The way to destroy the left is what? What have I told you all of these years? The most brutal form of combat, and that is free speech. And there is nothing they are more afraid of. They cannot win. They will not win. Not in a free speech environment. And they know it. And they know it. And folks, we had beautiful proof of that yesterday. I put it in a podcast. I mean, I am more fired up about this than anything else. They tried to black out Russiagate. They couldn't do it. Majority of Americans, fifth clear majority, 54%, say they are following it closely or somewhat closely across every single demographic, black, white, Republican, independent, and yes, Democrat. And most especially Hispanics. I don't know why, but Hispanics are really, really pissed more than anybody else about Russiagate and the Russiagate lies. 66% of them want criminal charges across the board. Not Hispanic Republicans, Hispanics. Democrats have seen these numbers. That's Rasmussen's polling of likely voters. That's devastating. They can't hold back the truth anymore, and that's when they get violent. We have the upper hand right now. We have the upper hand. And folks, that's why you saw John Brennan, and I make a big deal about this. We got to start to pay attention to this. We saw our evil Marxist CIA director under Obama. That's not me. He admitted he's a communist. He thought they'd kick him out of the CIA. He can't believe they made him a director. By the way, I put that in the podcast yesterday, too. You can actually Google that, CNN, John Brennan, communist. He admits, yeah, I voted for communist during the Cold War. I thought they were going to fire me from the CIA. He couldn't believe they kept him. What's he doing now? He's in Ireland 3 weeks ago, helping them build out their censorship system. Censorship of who? You, me. They're part of the EU censorship machine that is demanding that all of our social media be censored, including American political dialogue with other Americans. Folks, the wolves are still right outside the gate, and they are waiting. We haven't won this thing, but we have an upper hand we shouldn't even have. You want to hear what desperation sounds like? Here's the media trying to cover.
This is extraordinarily stupid. It's extraordinarily stupid on so many counts. Barack Obama had nothing to do with this by anybody's accounts.
We're all for transparency on any potential corruption, right? But this is something that has been combed over for a decade now.
I think they're trying to create the appearance of progress in this investigation without actually making any progress.
Okay, so they tried to black out Russiagate. We covered that. Didn't work. Now they have to engage. They don't want to, but they have to. Why? X? They can't hide it from the American people anymore. Their friends and your family are all sending them links off X. Oh my gosh, this looks awful. They covered up Hillary's crimes. So they got engaged now. So they're going through the lying phase. Here's Tulsi Gabbard. And the first phase of this has been like, oh, this is so mean. Obama didn't have anything to do with this. Here's Tulsi yesterday.
President Obama directed that a National Security Council meeting be called to talk about Russia, that the report that came out of that meeting was filled with tasks that were delivered by James Clapper's assistant to John Brennan and to other elements of the intelligence community. John Brennan was the head of the CIA at the time, all saying per the president's direction, per the president's order.
Uh-huh.
And very specifically, they were tasked to create an intelligence assessment that detailed how Moscow tried to influence the election, not if, but how. And this was the beginning of this manufactured intelligence assessment where they knowingly wrote things in this assessment that were false, and they knew they were false. They knew that they were basing it on discredited intelligence or documents like the Steele dossier that was politically motivated and that they knew was false. And this was how they came up with the Russia hoax that was then weaponized.
She just keeps telling the truth and telling the truth and telling the truth, and they can't censor it, and they don't know. For the first time in my adult lifetime, they don't know what to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.